Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
It's Friday and time to read through some of your feedback to our recent programs.
On last Friday's show, WBUR's Andrea Shea reported on the origins of Kilroy Was Here, a ubiquitous graffiti tag that goes back to the Second World War.
We heard that James J. Kilroy was an inspector at the Four River Shipyard in Quincy. He wrote, "Kilroy Was Here" on ship parts to indicate they'd passed his inspection, and sailors took the tag all over the world.
Kathy and Frank Hogan of the Kilroy Was Here Revival Committee in Quincy were happy to hear that segment. They sent us this email. One activity our committee started that never materialized was the drive to get Kilroy Was Here on a postage stamp. We did a postcard campaign with cards that people mailed to the Citizen Stamp Advisory Committee in Arlington, Virginia, but it has been on the pending list ever since then. It's very frustrating to see precious time wasting when there are very few World War II veterans left who would love to see this. Can WBUR do anything that would help us to expedite getting Kilroy Was Here on a stamp?
Well, that's not really our job, but maybe we just did. Anyway, moving on. On Tuesday, while Adam Ragusa was filling in for me, he spoke with Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, about a major shift in the way scientists think about Alzheimer's disease. Doctors used to define Alzheimer's as something that begins with dementia. But as Carrie reported, the new definition includes a pre-symptomatic phase, and with good reason.
The trials with Alzheimer's drugs so far have been fairly disappointing. And what researchers think is that maybe that's because they're getting to patients too late.
Too late.
Right. Maybe by the time you're showing dementia, you're out of luck. Yeah, you're out of luck. But what if you catch people when the Alzheimer's symptoms are still developing? Then maybe you might be able to stop the disease in its tracks.
That exchange prompted Dr. Moe to leave this comment at radioboston.org. I must say, the way Adam and Carrie were flippantly discussing Alzheimer's was disturbing. With off-the-cuff remarks like, "It's too late," they displayed an ignorance about the impact this illness has on victims and caregivers. Would they have said the same thing if the diagnosis were cancer? I think not.
Across New England, states are gradually rolling back their prohibitions on marijuana. On yesterday's show, we asked if the tide has turned in the marijuana debate in favor of legalization. Several of our guests and callers said yes, but Heritage Foundation fellow and former Oklahoma Congressman Ernie Istook said no.
Legalization continues to be a non-starter with the Obama administration. The health consequences, the dependency that is generated on it, the memory loss and other mental health effects, the social costs, which will far outweigh any supposed revenue.
Your anti-pot advocate sounds as if he knows absolutely nothing about the substance other than he's against it. That's how listener Jemima reacted on our website. I'm not a pot smoker, nor have I ever been, but I know plenty of responsible, successful, nonviolent, non-addicted people who smoke pot the same way many people have a cocktail. Smoke's not good for our lungs. Alcohol's not good for our livers. What's the beef, then?
Well, here's the beef, according to a listener who goes by the handle Don't Risk It. He says smoking pot is fine for some, but not for everyone. Quote, "Some people who become addicted crash when they're not high and become irritable. And when they're smoking, they live in a cloud, not seeing the world for what it is. Because that percentage of people can't control themselves, others will just have to deal with not having their freedom to smoke."
We, however, encourage everyone to exercise their freedom to spout off at or about Radio Boston. You can find all our contact info at radioboston.org.
And we'll be right back after a short break. Up next, Shanghai Jazz meets hip-hop. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.